Welcome to Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. I'm Lisa Leal, and this is Adriana Solis, our patient coordinator, and Miss Natalie Moser, who is our clinical coordinator. Today, we're going to be talking about some serious subjects, and we look forward to being a resource for all of you. You know, this show is coming from Meridian Medical and Dental, now named Meridian Health Institute, in the heart of Sugar Land, deep in the heart of Texas. So thank you for being with us. And today's topic, we're going to talk about end of life and about hospice. And each of us have had the experience with hospice very recently. So there may be some emotion. I want y'all to be aware of that as you're listening. And we're here to help you, your family members, to make decisions in the future when that time comes. Because we all know that life is a terminal illness. There's going to be a day that we are all called. And when we receive that crown, we want our loved ones to be supportive and have the things and the nurturing that they need at that time. So I'm going to open up with Miss Adriana, because we are all like sisters here. We've been together for many, many years, and I've had the pleasure and the honor of knowing her parents and caring for her parents. And Adriana, will you just kind of share the transition and when you decided to choose hospice, and what was it that made you say, this is the time to do that, so that we could really experience some family time and still make memories?
Absolutely. It was, I remember at the time that Mom decided that she no longer wanted to be in the hospital. And that was a really hard time for all of us as a family, and certainly for her too. But that's where the point came to enough is enough. Mm-hmm. She had battled cancer for over 10 years, and it was time for her, for us to let her go. And with your help, it was always wonderful having you there by my side, by our family side, and I'm gonna get emotional now. It was a really lovely time. It truly was. We didn't know what hospice sounds scary, right?
Sure, it sounds scary. But it's something that we want other people to know how comforting
Absolutely.
It can be for our
Absolutely.
Family members.
It really was the best decision for us. Once we started to transition into hospice, not only did they give Mom the ability to really create new memories, better memories with us at her part of her life where she was going to be home with the Lord, it also helped us as a
yes.
family.
Yes.
It really did. The nurses are angels here
absolutely.
In heaven.
Absolutely.
It was beautiful.
Absolutely.
I would absolutely say, if there's an opportunity for you to understand what hospice care means to yourself and to the family, it's important for you to research it.
Absolutely.
And to pick the right one.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And picking the right one, I'm just going to give you a little bit of criteria of what that is, and then we're going to talk with Ms. Natalie, who's very recent as well. And the usually patient families and patients will choose hospice within the last 6 months of their life. Now, this doesn't mean that they're going to be living for 6 months. It might be a day. It might be 6 months. They may even be discharged from hospice. That's in the case of my sister-in-law. She was discharged twice from hospice care and lived many years longer, and we were able to experience that from hospice, which can be at home. It can be at a nursing facility, and there's also something that we call hospital hospice, and that's where people can transition from hospice at home into hospital hospice, which is where we call imminent death, which is usually within the last 6 to 7 days of their life, to bring loved ones in an area that can really provide the support and the love all around them in larger rooms. Now, I know during COVID, it's a little bit different, and every hospice has a very different criteria. And Ms. Natalie, kind of share with you, this happened during COVID, so share with me.
So I've been through hospice with my family 3 times. My mother-in-law had ovarian cancer, and she was in that scenario. She was admitted to hospice downtown and decided she wanted to go home. So we did hospice at home for her, and we were all able to be there. And we knew what was happening step by step. Like you said, the nurses are angels. With my grandfather, he wanted to be at home, but once he got home, I just kind of had a private conversation. I'm like, you're not okay, are you? And he said no. So I knew, and being the medical side of things, I had to help my family understand why it was time to go to hospice. And they were so thankful after the fact that we did that. And then with my sister-in-law, she did get COVID. She was already in a nursing home with Guillain-Barré and caught COVID and was in the hospital. And that time came that they said, we don't think she'll make it to transport her to a hospice facility. So we have in-hospital hospice. It was a matter of moving up one floor. And it was very different because we couldn't visit. But they, the nurses there were fabulous. They hooked up the iPad. We could video. We could talk to her. They called us hour on hour on hour to let us know what was going and how things were progressing and, you know, if there's any decisions we needed to make. But the thing that's so great about hospice is all that decision-making you feel like you're doing that whole time, they take it away from you. And you can just enjoy the time you have left with your loved one.
Absolutely. And one thing that's so important that I didn't know during the time that I had to go through hospice recently with my father was that, you know, my father was a planner, everyone. He just, he was a planner the entire time. And one of the things that we learned that was very new to me was that when we transferred him from the hospital to hospital hospice, was that we need 24 hours during that time. Otherwise, it would go to the coroner instead of going to the funeral home. And my father, again, was a planner, so he had specific instructions on what he wanted, what to wear, and what to do. So that was very helpful. But that's why it's so important to make that transition and be very knowledgeable so that your loved one's not going to a coroner.
Absolutely.
That they're going to a funeral home and that you feel very comfortable of where that is. So
very important.
I think it's important to have these conversations, right? It's about family planning. And making sure that we all understand that there's a better choice for things to really progress and move smoothly for all of us.
Absolutely.
For not only for our loved one, for but for all of us in the family too.
And one of the things that I remember the most with Adriana is that her mom was a prayer warrior extraordinaire.
Absolutely.
And she would grab your hand, and at the time, my husband and I had not proposed yet, and she grabs my hand, and she's like, what, the ring is not on there yet? She's like, you know, I am praying that that is what's going to be happening soon, and that did happen very soon, shortly after that, so very much an angel. And what was also beautiful is that you guys would bring her favorite scarf.
Absolutely.
Her favorite music was always playing.
It was,
and her favorite perfume.
Absolutely. I think her hairdresser even came
to
hospice to take care of her right before she went home with the Lord. And I think she came maybe a day before she was able to go home with the Lord. So it was beautiful. It really is the best decision a family can make.
And I think it's so good because, you know, people think hospice, oh no.
Right.
You know, and it's like, but
it's scary, right?
It is scary at first. But, you know, I remember family members being like, we know he needs to go, but we want him here, like with my grandfather.
Right,
and they feel like we're making a selfish decision.
Right.
And it's like, but you're doing it for them.
Absolutely.
And it's for their comfort. And you see them go from not so great to just peaceful.
Absolutely.
And that peace, I mean, it's priceless.
Yes.
I mean, it's priceless.
So that's one of the things that we encourage for everyone today is that we're speaking from the heart because we want you to, that if you have questions about hospice, call your primary care physician, call your specialist, or if you have questions, reach out to info@everydayhealthhacker.com. We're here to respond and be a resource. And that we care about you, and we want to be that resource to help you to make those decisions with your loved one. And if you have any further questions, please give us a call, give us an email, or just send us a comment. And we're here, and we feel very blessed and honored to share every portion of our living process, because we're here to help regenerate, restore our health. And there are times, though, that when God calls us to be with the Lord, then we want it to also be very comforting for you, your family members, and for those who are having to make this decision. So on behalf of the Meridian team here at Meridian Health Institute, I just want to thank everyone for listening today, and we hope that you will subscribe. I do that too.
She does that too.
We hope that you will subscribe to this podcast as well as YouTube. And come visit Denali, our doctor of Dr. Denali. If you haven't gotten a chance to see her, please visit our Instagram at Everyday Health Hacker. Have a super blessed day, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.